Country Pop FM.
Here it comes.
It's official.
It's what you've been waiting for, the Bob Almanac. And again, with all due respect to yesterday's Almanac,
yes,
it was a dud.
When
Paul Riggert, who was noon on Animal House and was in the Jerry Seinfeld series finale as the NBC executive that green-lighted the Jerry Seinfeld sitcom pilot.
Right.
When that's one of your top birthdays, that's rough.
Right, right.
Due respect to them. But you know what? I listened back to it, and we did a pretty good job. We made it sound better than it really was.
Without a lot of substance.
Not to give us too much credit, but we can take a nothing almanac and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile.
There you go.
Thursday, April 12th, 102nd day of the year. We have 263 remaining. This was a big day in the history of our country.
For
1861.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They fired on Fort Sumter. The Confederate troops fired on Fort Sumter. I don't know if they knew what they were getting themselves into, but they were challenging the Union.
Ugh.
And they were firing over 500,000 combined on both sides, dead.
Ugh. 500,000 Americans.
Just think about that. Just think of how families and family trees and things were changed because of deaths. In any war, really, when you think about it. When you think about any war, you know, people that didn't die of natural causes that fought for the country and then they died and, you know, they didn't have kids.
Sure.
And it changes the complexion of the population, the makeup of the country and the population. But 1861, the Fort Sumter deal took place on the state.
The start of the Civil War.
1877, catcher's mask used for the first time. Somebody got hit in the face for the last time. They said, this is enough of this. So a guy by the name of James Alexander Ting went and grabbed a fencing mask. You know what a fencing mask is, right? It's kind of, it's a hood. It's kind of fabric on the back, but then it's kind of more of a mesh front, more like chicken wire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they used, the first ever catcher's mask on this date, 1877.
It's probably a good idea.
The tools of ignorance.
Yes.
They're now, what was it, maybe 10, 15 years ago, they started using the masks that looked like goalie masks.
Yeah,
and that's what they use. And not the Jason-type goalie mask, the more modern goalie mask.
Right, right.
Not not like what Gump Worsley wore when he finally did wear a mask.
Yeah.
If he ever did. Do we know? Are there any pictures of Gump Worsley with him?
I don't know that he ever did.
No, there's no pictures of him in a mask. So that was 1877. 1945 was a sad day in our country's history.
Over the White House in Washington, the flag flies at half staff as a grief-stricken nation mourns the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, President of the United States.
That was on this date that FDR passed away.
He was a young man.
You know what? He's the last president to die in office of natural causes.
Right.
Obviously, JFK died. That was at the hands of an assassin.
Yes.
But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the last one. He was in his fourth term, and he passed away. He's only 63. That's young.
And he had had the
polio.
Polio, yeah, that put him in the wheelchair.
Yeah, Vice President Harry Truman sworn in as chief executive. That was this date, 1945. Get ready because I have more newsreels coming up. So,
I love them.
Set your recorder right now to start recording. 1954.
Hi there, everyone. This is Dick Enroth reporting the first game of the Professional Basketball World Series between the Syracuse Nationals, champions of the Eastern Division of the National Basketball Association, and the Minneapolis Lakers, kings of the Western Division of the NBA.
It would be the last year that the Minneapolis Lakers, that was the opening of Game 1, but it was on this date in 1954 that the Lakers secured their victory against the Syracuse Nationals 4-3. They won in 7 in 54, and that was the fifth and last of their NBA championships.
It was the World Series of Basketball.
That's how he said it, Dick Enroth. He was a local guy. I know that name. He must be in the Pavic Museum or something. I've seen his name somewhere, someplace. Dick Enroth broadcasting Minneapolis Lakers games. And they beat the Syracuse Nationals. And you know who that team became? Syracuse Nationals, they moved somewhere and they became a team near and dear to your heart.
Philadelphia 76ers.
Yep, they became the 76ers later on in the 60s.
Nice.
So that was in 54. 55, more newsreels.
An historic victory over a dread disease is dramatically unfolded at the University of Michigan. Here, scientists usher in a new medical age with the monumental reports that prove the Salk vaccine against crippling polio to be a sensational success.
A sensational success for Dr. Jonas Salk.
Indeed,
the polio
it was.
Vaccine. He had tested it on his family like 2 years earlier. It took them 2 years to get it tested so it'd be safe for everybody to use. That was 1955.
Fitting that it would be 10 years to the day that FDR died of that disease.
That is very fitting, and that's a good job putting those two together.
Mm-hmm, that's what I do.
2 plus 2.
Mm-hmm.
61.
Man had his first great success in space when the Russians pushed a man across the threshold. He was Yuri Gagarin, the astronaut the Russians lionized as the first to orbit the Earth.
Yuri Gregarious Gagarin, the first ever cosmonaut.
Mm-hmm.
He became the first person to orbit the Earth, 1961. There was some speculation, and some people doubted that it actually happened because the Soviet Union did it kind of hush-hush.
Right.
They didn't have a lot of publicity around it. You know, they didn't invite media or send out all these things right away. And then, of course, Alan B. Shepard would do it for us shortly thereafter. But the Soviets beat us. Give it to them.
Yeah. I don't like it.
No.
Yeah.
No. That, but we were the first to the moon.
Yeah, take that, Soviets.
Right, and now we work together with them.
Yeah.
1961, it was 10 years after Truman fired him. We talked about that yesterday. This date, 1961, Douglas MacArthur declined an offer to become baseball commissioner. That would have been interesting.
Really?
Him and that big pipe.
I did not know that. Yeah.
That big pipe that he used to smoke, a long thing. It was like a foot long or a foot high, depending on how you look at it. But that was in 61. 66, this was the date that Jan Barry crashed his Corvette.
Oh, sure.
Into a park truck not far from Dead Man's Curve.
Yeah.
This wow. date, 1966. And if I remember the made-for-TV movie, which starred Richard Hatch as Jan Barry. Remember Richard Hatch? He played Apollo on the
right.
Battlestar Galactica TV
yes.
show.
Yes.
He was kind of driving around recklessly and passing people, and then he just ran into a park truck that he didn't see, and he was paralyzed. 1966, part of the tragedy of the Jan and Dean story.
Yes.
On this date, 1966. We had a couple of boxers die on this date in 81. It was Joe Louis, the Brown Bomber.
Yes, he
66.
Was.
66. And then on the exact same day, 8 years later, Sugar Ray Robinson died at the age of 68. Then in 92.
I'm honored to be here today to celebrate with all of you something not even Walt Disney himself ever imagined. A Disney theme park and resort in Europe.
That's one of Walt Disney's kids announcing Euro Disney. It was a failure at first, Neil. It did not do well.
Where did we know what part of France
Paris.
It was in?
It's just outside of Paris. Just outside of Paris. It's in France. $4 billion to build. It looked like it was a boondoggle, and then they dropped the Euro part of it. For us, Euro is okay for Americans, but it had kind of a negative connotation for Europeans. And you know what they should have done? I don't know why they didn't do this. They should have bought the rights to Pepe Le Pew from
yes,
Warner Brothers,
yes.
and he could have been the spokesman
yes.
for that instead of Mickey. Because I don't know if Mickey knows French. Any idea?
No, I don't think he does. No. And Pepe would have been an excellent spokesperson.
And then, okay, and then 2009. Look at me, Neil. Look
yeah,
at me.
I can see you.
I'm the captain now.
Oh.
That was on this date, 2009. High seas drama came to an end. Naval forces rescued Captain Phillips. The U.S. cargo ship, that's the one that became the movie with Tom Hanks and the Somali immigrant from here. He was from here, and he was the star. He's the one who said, look at me, look at me. I'm the captain now.
I'm the captain now.
So that was 2009.
Did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
better see it. Got to see it.
Yep.
This date in 2009. Move on to birthdays now.
Mr. Callahan, I need your John Hancock on these reports.
John Hancock. It's Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock.
One of the
greats. He had that electronic music going. He's in the big band and Jazz Hall of Fame. He did Rocket, which was kind of a techno thing. And of course, without Herbie Hancock, we wouldn't have had that great scene from Tommy Boy.
Right.
Herbie Hancock is 78.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on the magic carpet ride?
He's the lead singer of Steppenwolf. And he's 74 today. It's John Kay.
He's good.
great voice of rock. They were part of that heavy metal, you know, kind of the more metal, kind of heavier rock and roll infusion that occurred late 60s into the 70s, wouldn't you say?
For sure.
He is 74 today. This guy could sell some shoes.
Excuse me. Do you have any pumps in my size?
Yes, I do, but the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Shoes would not allow me to sell them to you.
Well, I hope you get coal in your stocking on Christmas morning.
And I hope you get slim fast in yours.
Oh, he was brutal. Ed O'Neill. He was Al Bundy. He did. He catered to a certain clientele at his shoe store.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, Ed, and he's very good on Modern Family, too. If you see him on that show.
Yes.
He's married to Sofia Vergara. That's not a bad gig.
Wow. Talk about
even if it's not real.
Yeah, that just doesn't add up.
I'm sure he might be paying them for that role instead of him getting paid on Modern Family. But Ed O'Neill is 72. David Letterman, one of the legends of late night.
We know very little about Alan Alda, a guy who likes Chinese food. That's why we're here at the Hunan Park restaurant. What kind of food does he enjoy?
He likes string beans, and he likes cold noodle with a sesame sauce, fried dumpling. Most food we have, he likes very much.
David Letterman. He was at his best when he would go out on the street and just talking to people and making fun of stuff. And David Letterman is 71 today. He is now retired, as you know.
And unrecognizable.
Unrecognizable with that beard. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't even know. He would walk down the street. You wouldn't even know it's David Letterman. No. But that's what he wants. He's 71. The father from the Wonder Years.
Tell you what, Kevin. It is time you learned about the most important part of the working day. The coffee break.
He's got it figured out. That is the old coffee break. Do they even exist anymore? Mandatory?
No, they just go on throughout the day.
Yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. Everybody's online anyway doing fantasy sports.
Right.
That's one big coffee break. Dan Loria, who also played Vince Lombardi in the Broadway play Lombardi. He is 71. Actor Andy Garcia from a number of movies, 62. We have one of the pillars, one of the tent poles of Bob FM's music format, Vince Gill.
Old Sweet Pea.
Heavily played here. Ooh. He is 61. I'll play a full song from him coming up. And Shannon Doherty.
And I'm not going to lie to you anymore. I'm in love with Dylan, Dad. He is an important part of my life. And I'm going to see him whenever and wherever I want.
Oh, those are strong words, Brenda. Watch out for Kelly. I mean, she's going after Dylan. I mean, it was just a whole mess. On 90210, Beverly Hills 90210. She got her start on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh.
Shannon Doherty.
She had a regular role on that?
Yeah, late. She moved in with Almanzo and Laura. She was like her niece.
Okay.
Their niece. Almanzo's niece. She played Jenny Wilder.
Okay.
As we get deep into Little House on the Prairie, which, of course, we could go even deeper. But we don't have the time. Shannon Doherty, 47.
That's it, my turn?
You.
Oh, all right. Well, let's start with actor and boxing announcer Jimmy Lennon Sr.
All right, fans, here we go. Presenting to you on my left out of the blue corner, hailing from Chicago, weighing in at an even 235 pounds, the world's number one challenger, the undefeated Clubber Lang.
Lang.
Clubber Lang is going to take a big old bite out of the Italian Stallion, I have a feeling.
Clubber was brutal.
He was.
That was Mr. T.
He had 30 pounds on Stallone going into that. That was the first match in Rocky III.
Right.
And I didn't realize, I guess you could just assume that guy was a real boxing announcer, ring announcer.
Yeah, Jimmy Lennon Sr. He also was in Raging Bull 1913. Blues performer, we like his name, Hound Dog Taylor. Was born on this day in 1915. That's old Hound Dog. What about Tiny Tim? He was not afraid to tiptoe through the tulips, and nobody, quite frankly, did it any better.
He's very light on his feet if you've ever seen him perform live.
And a fine ukulele player. Tiny Tim, born on this day, 1932. He was the president of the Academy of Country Music for a time. Gene Weed was his name, born on this day, 1935.
Are they having their award show sometime soon? Is it this weekend? I keep seeing promos about it.
It's coming up. Okay. It might be. He was Lumpy from Leave It to Beaver.
The reason my father took my car keys away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I backed into his gate and busted it, he told my father I was an unresponsible driver.
Anybody can have an accident.
Well, that's what I told him last time, when I knocked down his mailbox and fence.
Lumpy was not a good driver.
No, no.
He was not a good driver.
Check his rear view mirror and be a little more cautious.
So who was your favorite Wally best friend? Was it Lumpy, Clarence Rutherford, whose dad was Fred Rutherford, played by?
Dick Deacon.
Yes, or nice. Was it Eddie Haskell?
I was kind of a Lumpy guy. Eddie Haskell. He was just a little too conniving for me.
Yeah, a little too swarmy for me. They were always giving him the business.
Right. Actor Frank Bank played the role of Lumpy, and he was born on this day, 1942. He was going to buy the Vikings, and then something happened. He didn't have to go cash.
He didn't even have enough money to pay for the starter jacket that he put on.
Right.
When they announced him as the new owner.
Yeah, he still owes somebody for that.
Yeah.
But he was a pretty good author. Tom Clancy was the gentleman we're talking about. Patriot Games. Clear and Present Danger. Several of these made into movies. The Hunt for Red October. Pretty good. Tom Clancy, born in this day, 1947. And one more, he was a teen heartthrob. He was the guy in the Partridge Family that did it all. David Cassidy.
I know there's someone just waiting somewhere.
I love the little musical vignettes when they would have their hit songs and then it'd turn into like a video of Danny Bonaducci swinging on a swing or dealing contraband out behind this school.
He could really sing, though. David Cassidy was pretty good.
But you know,
a little bit troubled. But
when my friends get together and we talk about 1960s and guys that could really evaluate talent and new talent, for me, the conversation begins and ends with Reuben Kincaid.
Yeah, he was the guy.
Doesn't it? I mean, he was. He could see talent from a mile away.
The man and the manager of the Partridge Family. David Cassidy, born on this day, 1950. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one.
Do what you do, do well, boy. Do what you do, do well.
Ned Miller.
Oh,
give
sure.
The original from A Jack to a King.
Yes.
Do what you do,
and
do well.
Do what you do, do well.
Can we say do do on the
air?
We
just did.
Okay.
We got a lot of listeners out on the farm. They know we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ned Miller, born on the state, 1925. He is gone.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Yes, indeed. And I promise Vince Gill a song in its entirety to celebrate Vince's 61st birthday today. What's he up to? He's playing with the Eagles now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's out with the Eagles.
The best of luck to him. Here he is on Bob.
I know.